The Buck Sexton Show.
Over 24 million people in the United States are addicted to either alcohol or drugs. It's a national epidemic, and it's killing more people than auto accidents each year. If you or a loved one are struggling with an addiction, what's your plan? Do you think it will just go away on its own? It won't. Are you embarrassed or ashamed to ask for help? Too many people are. Addiction is not a character flaw. It's a disease that, left untreated, destroys lives, families, and relationships. It will literally take everything from you. Get help. Get help now. Call the Addiction Advisor Helpline. Their advisors are there 24 hours a day to listen and provide guidance. The call is free and the service is free.
Call the Addiction Advisor at 800-278-9402. That's 800-278-9402. Again, 800-278-9402. That's 800-278-9402.
Stephanie Scruggs is the CEO of the Coalition for a Strong America, a noted writer, speaker, and a political analyst, too. Stephanie has been on Fox News, The Blaze, numerous other television, radio, and print media to discuss free market economics and the principles of liberty. And she joins me today to talk about just how bad this TP agreement, toilet paper agreement, the TPA, was, with the Republicans gifting more power to Barack Obama. Stephanie, welcome to the Buck Sexton Show with me, Chris Salcedo.
Chris, it's wonderful to be on The Blaze again, and it's wonderful to chat with you again. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about TPA. This is Trade Promotion Authority. I don't want to confuse you folks about what this is. This is not the negotiation for the trade deal. This is just to give Barack Obama more power and authority to negotiate, which... Stephanie, I got to start there. I am still puzzled as to why Republicans wanted to do this. Do you know?
Well, I think it's two things. I think that as Republicans, we hear the word free trade and we think, oh, well, I'm all for free trade. The problem in this case is we're taking Barack Obama's word for what free trade is. Most of these congressmen have not read what's in these trade deals, so they're literally taking Barry's word for it. This is stunningly dangerous, number one. But number two, an insane amount of money has been poured into the election coffers, re-election coffers, of a number of congressmen and senators. And that campaign money is coming from multinational corporations that are flagged outside the United States that really want to give Barack Obama this power because, well, let's face it, the man can't negotiate his way out of a wet paper bag.
See, and that's the thing. I have heard the criticism, and I agree with it, that Barack Obama is the world's worst negotiator. Well, no, I take that back. He is the best negotiator in the world when it comes to doing good things for our enemies. He is the worst negotiator in the world when it comes to doing good things for our allies or for the United States of America. And again, that brings me back as to why in the world any member of the Republican Party who fancies himself or herself a conservative would go along with this nonsense. This cat doesn't respect the Constitution of the United States and the limits that it places on his office to begin with. Why on earth would you codify and give him legitimate power and authority? It is just beyond me.
Well, you know, there are so many things. One of the things I have learned that, God bless our congressmen and senators, a lot of them are just plain ignorant. Paul Ryan, in fact, wrote an op-ed saying that giving the president fast-track authority is the only way that Congress can have a say in the trade deals. Apparently, Congressman Paul Ryan has never read Article 1, Section 8, Clause 3 of the United States Constitution that specifically gives the power to negotiate trade with foreign nations only to Congress, not to the president, only to Congress. But, you know, Paul Ryan, for all the things he learned at UW, missed that part. Maybe you should have gone to Texas.
Good grief. No kidding. Stephanie Scruggs, my guest right now, CEO of the Coalition for a Strong America here on the Blaze Radio Network and the Buck Sexton Show. So, Stephanie, what did TPA do? I mean, we were told by Republicans, oh, no. This gives more power to Congress to exercise its power and authority over trade deals. My understanding is that was a complete and utter lie.
Absolutely, it's a lie. For one thing, as I told you, Congress already holds the power to negotiate trade deals. Now they're giving it entirely over to Barack Obama. What the TPA did is it laid out 150 negotiating objectives, things that Congress basically are friendly suggestions. Please, Mr. Obama, will you include these things in the negotiations? None of them are binding, by the way. Not a single one of them. So it's literally just pretty please, will you do this for us? We all know he's not going to. Mm-hmm. The other thing that's important to know, and one of the things that is being pulled over the eyes of both freshmen in Congress, who are by and large great constitutionalists, and the American public, is the TPP, the first trade agreement that's supposed to happen, its negotiations end at the end of this month. So to think that the administration is going to get any of these negotiations suggestions done is ridiculous, especially when Barack Obama's already repeatedly said he's not going to do them. He'll go around Congress wherever he wants. So it really, all it does is gives Barack Obama the power to wrap up the world's biggest trade agreement, the largest in history, as fast as he can so that Congress can vote it up or down. It also gives Barack Obama the power to write all the implementing legislation, all the laws and regulations that will go along with these trade agreements. Congress is supposed to write the laws, but this TPA gives Barack Obama the power to write those laws as well, and Congress can't amend them or object to them. See, and if Congress tries to put them down, the world courts will sue us until we implement Barack Obama's legislation.
That's huge. The fact that Congress cannot amend any deal. So here's what Barack Obama will do. He'll bring up a trade deal that benefits the Chamber of Commerce Republicans, the Chamber of Commerce folks, the big corporate interests, and the Republicans are like, okay, I'm ready to vote for that, I'm ready to vote for that. But he'll also add a lot of left-wing considerations, which is he'll try to rewrite, let's say, immigration law. He'll try to rewrite other laws that put America at a severe disadvantage. But the Republicans will be forced and pressured by their corporate interests to vote in the affirmative for it and swallow all the bad stuff that Obama will surely load up on it, because they have written away their ability to amend any trade deal. How much reliance can we have as American citizens that Republicans will have the stomach to vote no when all of their political interests and all of their corporate interests are telling them to vote yes?
The only chance we have is we have to apply an immense amount of pressure as constituents. I mean, we have a good thing and a bad thing going here, you know, in that we have an election year coming up. So on one hand, the Republicans are going to be looking for campaign contributions that will largely come from corporate interests, and that's a tempting run from them. In fact, Ted Cruz himself received over $40,000 from pro-TPA, pro-TPP business interests, and he was publicly announcing that he was going to vote yes on it. But what changed it is Strong America got him a leaked copy of the trade agreement so he could read the whole thing and see he was being lied to. The other thing that changed it is Americans across the country flooded Ted Cruz's office with emails, telephone calls, faxes, and visits, and he changed his position.
Yep,
and that's
yep.
a stunning thing, considering he'd written three op-eds, been all over the news, been pro-TPA, but he changed it because of the work the American people did.
Well, I got to tell folks that you could be a center of this mobilization. So Stephanie Scruggs, CEO of the Coalition for a Strong America, what's the name of the website?
CoalitionForAStrongAmerica.com. We've got a ton of information and a to-do list for you so you can get involved and save America's future.
Stephanie Scruggs, I thank you for your time here on the Buck Sexton Show. With me, Chris Salcedo. We'll talk again.
Thanks, Chris.
Are you looking to save 50, 60, even 70% on your phone bill? Well, here's a tip. BroadVoice.com. Hi, it's Brad Staggs of Blaze TV here. BroadVoice offers high-quality phone service for only $8.95 a month. You may ask, how can I save so much money? What's the catch? Well, the secret is the technology. BroadVoice uses VoIP technology that takes analog audio signals from your phone, turns them into digital data, and then transfers them over the Internet. This means crystal clear sound and cheaper phone bills. BroadVoice has been ranked in the Deloitte Technology Fast 500 and Inc. 500 as one of the fastest-growing private companies in America. Get BroadVoice right now for only $8.95 a month. Keep your existing phone number for free, and BroadVoice will send you their easy plug-in adapter free. All this, and you get unlimited local calling for just $8.95 a month. Plus, for a limited time, BroadVoice will even give you your first month free. Do what we did here at Blaze Radio. Make the switch today at BroadVoice.com or call 888-332-8036. 888-332-8036.